Her book, called The Breakthrough, Politics and Race in the Age of Obama, emphasized that the story of the 2008 election is that race never played the decisive role that people thought it would. Here's Eiffel with AETN's Steve Barnes in 2009.
I think what the Obama campaign and all of these breakthrough campaigns are benefiting from is the idea that we're not voting entirely based on race anymore, that Barack Obama got more of the white vote in 2008 than John Kerry did 4 years before. How do you explain that if people are only voting for white politics or black politics? I think many people who voted for Barack Obama, who I've talked to, including Republicans who didn't support Barack Obama but are rooting for him to succeed, they're embracing the notion and patting themselves on the back with the notion that we have not transcended race, but we've moved to a different spot when it comes to using race only as a negative to define our lives. And that's why I think that we're in a better place now than we were, and it's a place that we were supposed to be.
But Eiffel later went on to note that the race for president between Clinton and Trump changed the game. Here she is in an interview with NPR's Audie Cornish last July.
When Barack Obama ran, he ran in part by convincing white people he wasn't a threat. Now, whenever we have a discussion about race in this campaign, it's always about threat. It's always about someone versus someone. It's always about arguments that are happening in the streets, not in the political world. So I do think it's a completely different environment for someone African-American to rise in, and not for everything to be a fight.
In her 2009 book, Eiffel did dismiss any notion that America had become a post-racial country.
It became abundantly clear after he became president and people began questioning everything about him, including where he was born and what his instincts were and his wife, and lots of racist comments that we never even heard about directed at the black first family, that we were never going to be post-racial. Now, can we be post-racist? I still think that's something we can aspire to and that people try to.
For KUAR News, I'm Karen Trigo-Stewart.